to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut. The folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a great place to watch the game? Well, swing by one of Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Hotshots has great drinks, an amazing menu with options including burgers, pizzas, and award-winning wings. Plus, all the sports you can handle served up by the lovely Hotshots ladies. Find a location near you today at hotshotsnet.com. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
It's the year of the tortoise and the hare. New dealers are racing down the fast lane to cash in on the crop of first-time RV buyers. Meanwhile, tortoises like Byerly RV are plodding along, servicing two or three generations of RV customers. Shopping for an RV shouldn't feel like running the gauntlet. If you feel the pressure, slow down. Take a detour. I forget, how did that race turn out? We are Byerly. RV sales, service, parts, and rentals. Since 1948. Byerly, a local family employee-owned RV dealer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Get ready for the 2018 season. Cardinals single game tickets are on sale now and start at just $5. The upcoming season is filled with great matchups, including three weekend series with the Cubs, interleague play against the Royals and Indians, and so much more. The promotion schedule is packed with six jersey giveaways, six bobbleheads, four hats. There's something for everyone in the 2018 season. Get your tickets today at Cardinals.com. There's only one, Cardinals baseball.
Hey Cardinals fans, theme tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now, and the schedule for 2018 is looking great. Backed by popular demand, check out returning favorite theme nights like Star Wars, Margaritaville, Grateful Dead, Game of Thrones, and the St. Louis Blues Night, just to name a few. New for 2018, you won't want to miss Elvis Night, Class of 2018 Night, 80s Night, and many more. For details and a full list of dates, visit cardinals.com/theme.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oral stimulation.
Oh, I don't care for that.
Yeah, appropriate.
I think that's unnatural. That's an unnatural act, as far as I'm concerned.
Good afternoon and welcome to the February,
that's right, that's how you pronounce it,
27th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. The joke will be brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security.
That's right,
stacking them up because we don't work tomorrow. It's hard for me to even say those words. I'm off tomorrow. I feel like I'm letting people down. Don't you guys feel like that? Like we're letting people down tomorrow.
Just you.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's just me. I know, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, he spent 19 years over in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limey. Phillips Limey, say hello to anyone you choose.
Hello to everyone out there. I hope you're having a good day and enjoying the show. It's only going to get better.
Says that every day, and it never does. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss. Say hi to your... Oh, he's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio.
So what does that cost, that second opinion?
Nothing. Nada. Zip.
Wow.
No dollars. It's complimentary. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
He's a newsman. I'll give you that. You're right. If you say, oh, Tim Woodburn, he's a newsman, you'd be right. You'd be half right because, wait, he's so much more. I watched the last half or a big chunk of The Notebook last night with James Garner, who was Jim Ross. I love that movie. I love
that
movie.
Hey,
that
is a great romantic movie.
It's a sad movie, but if you watch it and you go, hey, that James Garner, for some reason he reminds me of Tim Woodburn. Well, I'll tell you why. Because you're thinking subconsciously, James Garner was a private investigator. Oh, yeah, what do you know? So is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis since 2008. We are celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. And if you have anything going on in your life that requires a private investigator, I would love to give you a free consultation on helping you. Email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right, well done. Where is Bill?
Bill is on the phone right now. I think Dan is talking to him right now. I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out when he gets in here. I've gotten so used to having him in the studio, I look over and I go, oh, shoot, the chair's empty. But I'll tell you who is in here. Hebe Jimenez is in here. He's in charge of security. He's always with us, everywhere we go. That's why nothing ever happens to us. Bernice is in heaven. And in about a little over a week, March 9th, she'll have been in heaven for 15 years. I can't believe that. It's hard to believe. Oh, man. Rat Boy is back safe and sound, saying the only thing he knows how to say.
Cheese!
That's right, Rat Boy. And if you would, please, because they deserve it. They've been playing polka music with us for over 20 years. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yep. Thank you, Bruce.
Brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. Good Feet has two stores in the St. Louis area. They're all over the country. If you travel at all, you stay in a hotel, or you turn on the TV, ooh, they're Good Feet. You'll hear them on the radio. And I don't know how many locations they have, because what difference does it make? What matters is we have two, one for those of you on the east side and one over here. And they have helped, just in this part of the country, thousands of people get rid of pain. And say goodbye to pain. People who thought they were going to have to be on painkillers for the rest of their lives. You know, some people love being on painkillers. Most people don't, though. They don't, because they realize now they're dependent, and it does things to you. Constipates you, for one thing. I'm just telling you. You don't want that. So maybe the relief you're looking for is in a simple insert, an arch support in your shoe. Does that sound ridiculous? Well, before you say it is, maybe you need to get on in there, especially if you have foot pain, even leg pain, knee pain, hip pain, back pain, headaches. That's right. Those have all found, people with all of those have found relief at the Goodfeet store. Not every time. Get bone spurs or something, you're going to have that shaved down, probably have some surgery. They don't fix, you know, can you break your Achilles tendon or something? I think you probably can't snap it. It's not going to help that. But for lots of things, the relief is so simple, an insert, an arch support. So you don't need an appointment. Go in there, they'll ask you what hurts, and you'll tell them, and they'll start the process, which doesn't take long at all. If it's not the relief you're looking for, you don't notice anything when you get up and walk around, then leave, say thank you, and, you know, you at least gave it a shot. Goodfeet, two stores in the St. Louis area on Olive Boulevard, just west of 270, catty cornered across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Green Mountain Road across from Deerberg's. GoodfeetStLouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
Well, I don't know where he is. We'll let it be a mystery. He'll tell us. He's somewhere.
Look on your
traveling. What? He's still in Dallas. He must love Dallas because he was there and he stayed there. I didn't see it. Sorry. Dan did put it on the screen. He's in Dallas, Texas. So from Dallas, Texas, we're about to say hello to Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States, and for lots of good reasons. It's a great value, great company. WindowWorldStLouis.com. Here from Dallas, Texas, Big D, Lone Star State, Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon.
Where are you?
In Dallas, Texas. Didn't we just establish that?
Yeah.
I think he meant, like, really exactly where, like a toilet stall.
Maybe you're in Mondoff's bathroom, like he is sometimes.
Yeah. Well, maybe you were Tory Lyons.
I hope I sound a little better than that.
You
actually,
don't.
I'm in my car. Yeah, thanks, Tim. Whatever. I had a great day today. I think I've mentioned this to you guys on there. I am on a quest. I would like to go to all of the presidential libraries. I really enjoy them, and I want to go to all. There are 13 of them that are official, that are run by the National Archives.
Boring!
Oh, well, come on! Come on, Randy. It's not that boring.
That was Randy?
Yeah.
Oh.
He hardly ever listens. Then when he does, he has to butt in a mouthful.
It's a high voice.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Bill?
Oh, yeah, I'm here now.
Okay.
So anyway. Oh, man.
Idiot.
You rattled him. You rattled him.
Got me off my game. So today I went to the George W. Bush Presidential Library. This is the 8th of the 13th. I'll see two more while I'm in Texas, the LBJ Library and the George Herbert Walker Bush Library, which will be in College Station. I'll go to that tomorrow. But I have to tell you, for anyone that's coming to Dallas, you have to check this out. This is the most interactive presidential library that I've ever been to, and I guess because it's probably the newest of all of them, but it's very cool. Everything's very, and I actually sent Trevor a picture this morning because I was in the Oval Office replica.
It sounds like you're in it sounds like you're in the space shuttle.
This is what I want to do, my impersonation of Bill Cleveland today.
All right, go ahead.
I would like to visit every single presidential library today.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. It can't be your car. It seems like a good signal.
Okay, that's good.
Now you're clear. Whatever you're doing right now, that's what you have to do. Stay right there.
Don't move.
Talking out the side of my mouth.
Well, it's working.
Talking into the phone. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the way to slap him. I'm sorry?
I call in from out of town.
We don't know why you call in either.
All right. Well, if folks would like to actually learn what I'm doing, you can go to Facebook.com. I put pictures and stuff up at BillOnTheRoad.com. You can check. I took a bunch of pictures from inside the presidential library today. Folks that like that sort of stuff, I think you'd get a kick out of it. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks,
Bill. Thank you, Bill Cleveland. There he goes. Come on. Give me a lousy signal. It's not a lousy signal, though. Courtesy of Window World, WindowWorldStLouis.com, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Here's what happened. The signal was fine. He had plenty of signal. He was in the car. People, even Bill, don't realize they got the phone like tucked under a collar. Because every once in a while, we could hear him. He would turn a certain way, But I guess when you're talking, you don't hear it, so you don't know what you're doing. But we got the gist of it. He loves presidential libraries. That's what I got out of it. He's trying to see them all. So you can always see his stuff at BillOnTheRoad.com. He's got some good videos there. We're not here tomorrow. And I was wondering, because I read a couple of Bible verses earlier where it says in the Bible where the Lord wants man to work and work hard. And so essentially tomorrow we're going against the teachings of the Bible by not working. And I'm wondering, I always like to think about when you die, then, you know, what happens? And I seem to go back to this entry port where you're either going to get in or not. And St. Peter is somebody there, and he's, for everybody who walks up, he opens this giant book, the book of your life. And he's going to open it up, and he's going to go, what's this on February 27th, 2018? It says you just didn't work that day? Is that
right?
Well, St. Peter, we didn't work. That's all we need to know. Trap door. Down to the bottom. Today, I hope that's not going to happen because of this.
Today's the 27th, Frank. Your book won't say that. You work today.
Oh, yeah. Let me. Hey, edit that out. Limey, can you edit that
out? Edit it out.
All right, let's do it again. Edit all that out. 3, 2, 1. You know, sometimes I wonder, like, this. I keep coming back to you. You go to heaven, and I see, like, the entry port and the gate, and St. Peter's got a big book, the Book of Life, and he opens it up and goes, hey, I see here on February 28th, 2018, you didn't work. That goes against our teachings. And then I'll start to say, yeah, but, no, oh, no. Trap door down the hill. I hope that doesn't happen.
And then I walk up and they open my book and they say, whoa, you spent 7 or 8 years with Satan. Come on in. You've already been to hell.
Oh, that's good. Maybe that'll work in your favor.
Yeah.
You've already paid your hell dues.
Yeah.
Sort of. Spectrum Brands Holdings is a massive company. They own the George Foreman grill. They own all the Armorall products. They've just merged with HRG, the HRG group, in a $10 billion deal. The reason I mention it is when I saw George Foreman grill. Do you guys have one of these?
Yeah.
I used to.
They're pretty cool.
I have one, and I think we used it one time.
Oh,
it was
great.
Kind of a neat little novelty thing, and then we never used it again. I don't even know where it is.
Oh, they work really well.
So you use it regularly?
I do. I do, too.
I guess a lot of people do. George made a ton of money off of those.
Remember, we had him in one time.
Yeah, he was a great guest.
Oh, man, he was tremendous.
Now,
aren't all his kids named George?
They are.
Yeah, George, he has six George or seven four. Sons named George.
Georgina is his daughter.
Georgina. Like,
and then there's different versions of it. But, yeah, they're all George.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty strange.
Why not, right?
But hey, he can do whatever he wants. He's George Foreman. Now, Sunday night, the Oscars. The only reason I'm doing this is because we may not be here, not only not be here tomorrow, we may not be here Thursday if Illinois wins. This will be our last day. The second day of the week is our last day of the week. So,
what are our Tim, you're the sports guy here. What are our chances of not being here Thursday?
There are 14 teams in the Big Ten. You should only be 10 teams in the Big Ten. There's 14 teams.
Well, yeah, that's just bad math.
Illinois was the second worst team in the Big Ten, so they're the 13 seed in this tournament. Well, Iowa, the team they're playing tomorrow, was also one of the worst teams in the tournament, but they are a 12 seed. So it's like two of the three worst teams. These teams played 2 weeks ago, and Iowa beat them 104-97 in overtime. So Iowa beat them a couple weeks ago, but it was a tight game. I honestly would put our chances at 50-50 of working Thursday.
Okay, so this could really go either way. And that's interesting because other people I talked to said, Illinois, there's no way they're going to win this. Iowa will win. So we'll see. It sounds to me like it's pretty close. Either way, since we're not here, this could be the last day before the Academy Awards. I've got some really interesting stuff about Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood is an interesting character to me. A lot of Hollywood, his politics don't go hand in hand with most of Hollywood, but he flat out doesn't care. He's a very independent guy. He is a world-class jazz pianist. Did you know that?
No.
I had no idea. And
he's a composer. He wrote the themes for the following films. 517 to Paris, Sully, In the Line of Fire, Million Dollar Baby, Trouble with a Curve, Unforgiven. He wrote those movie themes.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had known that for a long time. makes him even more interesting. He is allergic to horses. He's always been allergic to horses. So in the Westerns, when they have to do, and there are not many of them, a close-up of him actually on horseback, just before they roll, he had to take out special medication, like an inhaler, and blow it into his nose and lungs so that he could do the scene quickly, because when it wears off, he's sneezing and coughing, and he's miserable around horses. So to pull that off is pretty remarkable. He's 87. He was a lousy student, crappy grades, bored with school. He also worked, you heard earlier, I hope you did, all the jobs Tim Woodburn has had. You know some of the jobs Dan has had. Clint Eastwood was a logger, a steel furnace stoker, a gas station attendant, and a lifeguard at Kennedale Beach in Renton, Washington in 1953. Let's go back to steel furnace stoker. You guys ever been over on the east side, like Granite City Steel and those places?
Yeah.
Or any kind of a foundry, and watched what those people have to do to, for a living?
Oh, it's brutal. When I go to the east side, I'm not going to a furnace.
Well, I went through a foundry one time. Let me tell you, I don't know how anybody, hats off to those people, it is beyond hot. That's like a vision of maybe what hell would be like 1/1000th. I don't know how those people do it. They open those furnaces and that heat comes blasting out of there and liquid melted molten metal and stuff. So he did that for a while. He was 6'4".
Tim goes to the east side. He's a furnace stroker.
When I go to the east side, heat comes blasting out at me, too. It's just in a different way.
See, I'm trying to do a legitimate.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
This is a learning show.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, at 16, he was 6'4". At 16, I was 5'5". And by the time I turned 18, while I was 17, before 18, I shot up 7 inches to 6 feet. I went from 5'5 to 6 feet in 2 high school years. He was 6'4 at 16. His net worth, they say, is in the neighborhood of $400 million. I don't doubt that. Now, this is pretty interesting. Clint Eastwood owns Malpaso Productions, and there's a reason it has that name. His first film was in 1968. It was Hang 'Em High. And he has personally, by the way, produced all but 4 of his films in the last 50 years. All but 4 of them he produced. The reason for Malpaso Productions is this. When Italian director Sergio Leone approached Clint Eastwood about appearing in what would later be called the Spaghetti Western Trilogy, Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, Good, Bad, the Ugly, Clint Eastwood was eager to take it. He was jumping at it. But his agent said, don't do it. This will be a bad move. Bad move in Italian is malpasso. Well, it wasn't a bad move. He went ahead and did them, and the rest is history. So he named his own production company Bad Move Productions, essentially, Malpaso Productions, because that was the bad advice he'd gotten from his agent, was don't do it because it'll fail. Now, he's been married twice, Maggie Johnson and Dina Ruiz, and he's dated just about every woman on the planet. He has 8 children by 6 different women.
Wow.
This guy's an NBA candidate.
Yeah. 8 kids with 6 women. The guy's an idiot.
Well,
6 baby mamas. Forget that.
He still owns, after 40 years, he still owns the bar in the Carmel called the Hog's Breath Inn. I went there one time, the only time I've ever been to Carmel, or that was a station trip, and I went to the Hog's Breath Inn. And he actually came over to the table, and I recorded him. He just walked over. Here, I'll play it for you.
Oh, really?
Well, how's everything?
Apparently the one.
He had a cold that day. All right, a couple other things. He wore the same, you know that serape thing he wore when he was in those Westerns? He wore the same one in all 3 of his Man with No Name Italian Westerns. He never washed it. It was like a serape.
Like a poncho. It's,
you mean like
type
that poncho thing?
Like a poncho. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's called a serape, yeah.
I thought it was a poncho.
He had a lawsuit filed against him in 1989 by Stacy McLaughlin. And here's what happened. She filed a $100,000 lawsuit. He deliberately rammed her Nissan Maxima with his pickup truck at the Burbank Studios. She parked in his space.
Man.
She was dropping off a videotape to his production office. He pulls in, sees the car, and just smashes it.
And 9 months later, and she was the eighth mother of a sixth child.
he told the judge, he goes, hey, I was just trying to park in my rightful space. That car was just in the way. I just went in and tried to park there anyway. Right. So he paid for the repair. She went after more money. The judge threw it out, said, you got your car fixed, go away. Now, the boots he wore in Unforgiven are the same ones he wore in the TV series Rawhide, and they're now part of a private collection that he has. They were on loan for a while at the Gene Autry Museum of Western Heritage. By the way, he has one of the largest Western art collections in the world, and he detests violence. Now, this is Dirty Harry. Yeah. This is a guy, and he does not like violence, so if you think about it, what he tries to do is show how violence actually loses. In his films, the violent people don't make it. They lose. And I guess that's one way to handle it. He is a very strong Republican. Sometimes before that he was libertarian, but I think everybody knows that. And oddly enough, two completely opposite ends of the political spectrum. He once, for a while, dated Barbara Streisand. Wonder why that didn't last. Mm. She couldn't be more left, and he couldn't be more right. That was probably good for one hot night.
Opposite the track.
Everything you didn't know, but maybe wanted to know about Clint Eastwood. I also have some really interesting stuff on Air Force One, because the president is buying two. These are identical planes. They're actually two of these planes from Boeing. And for those who don't know the story, he was going to cancel the order. The order had been made by President Obama. And they wanted just under $4 billion for these two planes. And he said, no. He renegotiated the deal and is going to get both of them for $2.5 million. Big difference.
Two and a half billion.
What were they going to
big
put
difference.
In there?
I mean,
in
Air Force
One? Are they going to bulletproof the entire thing?
Yes, it's absolutely bulletproof. It's rocket-proof. It has sophisticated radar on it that will deflect, in other words, a missile coming at it. It's unbelievable.
I would love to see a full list of all the gadgets and gizmos they've got.
I'd like to go on it. I want to go on Air Force One. That's what I want.
There was just a story 2 weeks ago about how he spent $5.5 million to renovate the kitchen on Air Force One.
There's a kitchen on there?
It has two kitchens.
Two kitchens and a small operating room. They can operate on him. His blood is in the refrigerator on the plane.
Okay, yeah, that I know. He's also in his car, in the the official presidential limo.
The Beast.
Beast. It's gas proof and bulletproof, bomb proof, and he's also got some blood in there as well, which I think is cool. But no.
Well, and radioactivity can't get through this. This plane can fly indefinitely, refueling in the air. It just keeps flying. It also flies at over 600 miles an hour. I mean, this is an incredible airplane. Air Force One. So imagine what the new ones are going to be like.
Oh, I can only imagine. This is the last thing I'm going to say before I shut up. Have you ever seen the videos that show how they refuel planes up in the sky?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The most incredibly nerve-wracking thing I could ever think to watch. And they do it like it's nothing. Incredible.
And understand, they do it at such an altitude that it's smooth as glass up there.
It has to be.
The speed they're going at.
Incredible.
Error. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Well, the joke is brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. Gateway Lock, what the name pretty much tells you what they do in the security business. And for businesses, I don't think I've ever been in any, unless it was some little, one man, blade sharpening, lawnmower sharpening shop or small engine shop with somebody's garage. I haven't been in any real businesses where security is not very obvious. And the stuff they're putting in businesses now, this high-tech stuff, this is what Gateway Lock and Security does. Proximity cards and master key systems and exit alarms. They They do high security commercial locks. These are not like the stuff that you have in your house. Because there are some businesses that don't, in fact, I think a lot of businesses, they don't want just anybody kind of wandering in there. You need to have a clearance or have that the proximity card or know the code to get in. And when they want people out, they want them out. So they actually install door closers. Everybody knows what that hydraulic thing is. You open the door and there's that little tube and it closes. Well, think of that times 10 commercially. Magnetic locks and electric strikes and exit devices and panic bars. They do all of that. They're gateway lock and security. You have a business, you're remodeling, you're building a business, you want to upgrade, get rid of all the tired old stuff because your business is not that secure with it. Gateway lock and security. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's not dilly-dally, girls. They're just about a second late getting in here. This is a story of a farm, and it's not just an ordinary farm. This farmer, the owner of the farm, has highly trained animals. In fact, sometimes he sells animals to the circus. They're so highly trained. Every animal on his farm is not just an ordinary animal. And one day, a little chick, a little baby chick. Did you ever see a little fuzzy baby chick? They're real cute. And one of them starts kind of walking off and falls in a hole. And it beep, 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 beep. It's, you know, just trying to get attention to get out. And the dog on this farm hears beep, 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 beep. Well, this dog is so highly trained, the dog goes, gets a rope with his teeth, ties the rope to the back of the landowner's Corvette. The guy that owns this property and these animals loves his Corvette. And the dog ties a rope to the back of it, jumps into the Corvette, backs it up, gets out, drops the rope down to the little chick, and the little chick, with his little beak and his little tiny little feet, clings to the rope, and the dog pulls the Corvette forward and pulls the chick out of the hole. Unbelievable. A couple days later, another little baby chick falls in the hole. The dog sees it, hears beep, 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 runs, gets the rope, and the Corvette backs it up, pulls that little chick out. This hole is a problem on this farm for these little baby chicks. They're just born. They don't know to look out for that. And sure enough, the next day, little baby chick falls in. Beep, 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 beep. And as the dog is about to get the Corvette, the horse on the property, who's also highly trained and very intelligent, says to the dog, "Don't bother. I'll take care of this." And the horse stands over the hole and straddles it and drops his big, long horse dong down. And the little chick climbs up his wiener and gets out. The moral of this story is, if you have a big enough wiener, you don't need a Corvette to pick up chicks.
All right, we're going to check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by State Farm. An incident eastbound 270 at the chain of Rocks Bridge. They cleared the accident southbound 270 south of Page. An accident southbound 270 at 64. Heavy westbound 44 Mirage to 141. Accident Manchester at Tower Grove. You're stacked up eastbound 64 and eastbound 70 into the Poplar Street Bridge. And northbound Route 3 has reopened in Columbia at Veterans Parkway. Other insurance companies just see it as stuff. State Farm sees the things you work the hardest for, so why not give them the protection they deserve? Talk to an agent at 1-800-STATE-FARM. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40, or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
It's the year of the tortoise and the hare. New dealers are racing down the fast lane to cash in on the crop of first-time RV buyers. Meanwhile, tortoises like Byerly RV are plodding along, servicing two or three generations of RV customers. Shopping for an RV shouldn't feel like running the gauntlet. If you feel the pressure, slow down. Take a detour. I forget, how did that race turn out? We are Byerly. RV sales, service, parts, and rentals. Since 1948. Byerly, a local family employee-owned RV dealer. Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
February is Customer Appreciation Month at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, so stop by one of their 11 St. Louis area locations to celebrate. Hotshots will offer a different $5 food item each weekday, and every one of your menu favorites will be featured during the month. Sandwiches, burgers, pizzas, you'll have a chance to enjoy them all for just $5, man. Check out HotshotsNet.com to see when each menu item will be spotlighted. Thanks, as always, for making Hotshots your home for all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
Let's head on out to SoCal. That's how they say it out there. It means Southern California, where Mike Evans is. And, of course, as always, he's brought to you. And, by the way, Annie Guns, thanks for being part of this show. You don't really need to advertise. We know that. But we're glad to send you just a little extra business here and there and some gift card sales. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are next door to each other. East Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. So if you see all that Chesterfield Valley stuff, just go east, young man or young woman, and there it is. Smokehouse and Annie Guns Restaurant. They're only closed Monday. That's the only day they're closed, and you will need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. You will. It's a busy, busy place because it's real good. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans.
Listen to that crowd.
What a crowd. Oh, God. Wow, that's a sleeping crowd.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's that voice you're doing?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That sounds like a spitting image of Elvis.
What?
See? He's all over. He knows. Greatest impressions you'll ever hear. You hear right here. Right here with me.
Oh, you got that right.
You know that. I know that. The whole world knows that. Come on now. Come on. I think you understand.
Hey, I'd like to have a request. I'd like to hear in Elvis's voice, "I'm just a country boy from Tupelo." Say that.
Oh, I'm a country boy from Tupelo.
No, that's it. That's it.
All right. With the Oscars on Sunday, pop quiz theme this week, Oscar winners today. Name the name of the Oscar winner who is dyslexic, afraid of flying,
dyslexic,
wore braces as an adult, and can't stop cracking her knuckles.
Oh, it's a hun. All right.
Sandra Bullock from Blindside in 2006.
Mm.
Halle Berry, who won for Monsters Ball in 2001.
Mm.
Gwyneth Paltrow, who won for Shakespeare in Love in 1998.
Yep.
I don't think she's attractive.
Or Cher, who won for Moonstruck in 2003.
That's a good movie, that Moonstruck. Nick Cage, that's a really good movie.
It is a good movie. I might give you two pop quiz questions today. Do we have time?
We can handle it. We'll make
sure.
Time.
Here's another one. Name the name of the Oscar winner that went alive and younger, had a 5 golf handicap, was an 8 tennis player, swam a mile every day in the ocean, and always took ice-cold showers, was a bit of a health nut. Elizabeth Taylor, excuse me, I didn't want to interrupt your report.
Apologies, Mike, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mike, I do apologize.
Oh, boy.
Elizabeth Taylor, who won for Virginia Woolf in 1966.
Are you okay? You sound like you're just having a stroke or something. You okay?
Who won in 1981 for On Golden Pond? Humphrey Bogart.
Whoa.
For African Queen in 1951, or the Duke, John Wayne, for True Grit in 1969.
Why don't we go ahead and answer one of them now? That way we won't be up against it at the end of the thing. Now, what was the question again? Which one of these did what?
It was the last set of people. What was 8 tennis players swam in the ocean a mile every day and took cold showers, a health nut.
Limey?
Do we get a multiple choice?
Yeah, Elizabeth Taylor, Katharine Hepburn, Humphrey Bogart, or John Wayne?
I'm going to go with Katharine Hepburn.
I'm going to go with Bogey.
Tim had to step out. I'm also going to go Hepburn.
The answer is Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Thank you.
Speaking of the Oscars, the biggest shindig of the year is the Night Before Extravaganza. It's going to be held at Searchlight, which is my favorite studio, on Pico, right across the street from Rancho Golf Course. Someday I'll tell you a story about playing golf there with Jack Benny, but that's a very old story. This year's host will be Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Guests include a lot of one-namers. Leo, Denzel, Meryl, Margot, Charlize, and Reese. No cameras, no media, just stars donating millions of dollars to charity. We'll be all over the Oscars on Sunday night for the pre-party Saturday night to the red carpet. We'll critique Jimmy Kimmel, the host, the winners, the post-parties. And now, before anybody else makes predictions, here is the Mike Evans Big Six Fearless Forecast Predictions for the Oscars.
All right, we're ready.
Best Supporting Actress will be won by Allison Janney for I, Tanya.
Okay. She deserves it.
Best Supporting Actress, Sam Rockwell for 3 Billboards in Ebbing, Missouri.
Great actor.
Okay.
Best Actress, Frances McDormand for 3 Billboards in Ebbing, Missouri.
Disagree.
Best Actor, Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour.
Agree.
Best Director, Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. And the best picture of the year? 3 Billboards in Ebbing, Missouri.
I think best picture. I don't know about that.
Mike,
what are the nominees for best picture? Sorry, Limey. What are the best picture nominees?
Well, there's 9 Billboards. Of them. Darkest Hour.
9?
Dunkirk, Shape of Water.
That's
a total of 9.
That's too many.
Get Out.
Limey, what were you going
to
say?
No, I was actually either going to ask Mike to email me that list so we can see how correct he was on Monday, or I should have written him down.
Oh, he has them down.
Don't worry, he'll let us know.
I always get at least 5 out of 6 right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he will let us know the ones he got right.
That's the kind of man I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple of odds and ends. People who have seen the Kardashians on the upcoming Family Feud TV show say, boy, this show really shows how dumb and really goofy this family is. Some odds and ends. I've been telling you for years that Lisa Marie Presley Keogh Jackson Cage Lockwood had very serious drug problems. She's always denied it until now. Now in court, she admits she's been to rehab about 5 times. It's actually closer to 15 times. Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. I don't care if it's fake.
Oh, no.
She's as ugly as homemade sin.
Yeah.
Oh. Her brother, Jelani, will be sentenced in 2 weeks for multiple raping of his 8-year-old stepdaughter. And I'm hearing that he will get 42 years to life.
Good.
Nicki Minaj says he's being railroaded. The girl who is now 13 has testified for 2 days in detail the way she was systematically raped throughout her childhood.
Wow.
Not good at all, homie. It's not good. That's all I can tell you. It's just not a good thing. Little TV news, Magnum P.I. returning to Oahu, Hawaii, starring the handsome Jay Hernandez. While CBS is going to attempt to pass him off as a young Hawaiian, he's actually a 40-year-old Mexican. But a very good actor. I really like him. He was in Suicide Squad and a few other things.
Now, you think that's a good idea, trying to redo Magnum P.I.? Usually that stuff doesn't work, does it?
It'll work because it'll show Hawaii. Okay. That shows, you know, that it can be a little bit of a weak plot, but they show all the beaches.
Especially with 4K TV and stuff, it could be spectacular. The original one, we didn't even have the ability to see this stuff the way we do now.
I'll tell you what was really... Well, I've seen every Magnum P.I., and what is so cool to me is they show neighborhoods that I lived in. There's one area where a place called Bogart's Breakfast Place and a place called the Diamond Head Grill are right across the street from each other on a street called Montserrat, right by Pohonee Circle that I used to live in, right off Waikiki. And they actually show the street signs, so you can see that is the exact corner. And there's nothing there. There's just some trees and some vacant lots, and I thought, my gosh, how that's changed. So for me, having grown up there, I really, really enjoy it. Probably would enjoy it.
It's going to do a lot for tourism there, too. It did before. There will be people going to Hawaii because of this series now again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. America no longer produces the smartest kids. The national testing system shows the top 10 smartest kids by state are... Number 10, Illinois. 9, Colorado. 8, New York. 7, New Jersey. 6, Virginia. 5, California. 4, Florida. 3, Connecticut. 2, Maryland. Number 1, smartest kids come from Massachusetts. Missouri ranked 30th.
How can Missouri rank 30th and Florida rank 4th? Have you ever
That's
like,
hard for
seen...
me to believe. How could California rank? A bunch of idiots here.
I mean, the stories that come out.
Blithering idiots.
And finally.
Really? Already? Yeah, I had so much more, Frank, to give to the break.
Finally.
David E., the Oscar winner who was dyslexic, afraid of flying, wore braces as an adult, and can't stop cracking her knuckles. Sandra Bullock, Halle Berry, Gwyneth Paltrow, Cher.
I think I want to say Halle Berry.
I'm going to go Bullock, Sandra.
I'm going to go Sandra Bullocks.
The answer is Cher, and when I used to hang out with Cher, Sonny and Cher, her teeth were so bad, she could eat an apple through a picket fence.
Oh.
And I don't make this stuff up.
Do you believe in
what the hell's wrong with your voice? What the heck?
Cher. Huh? It was Cher.
Okay, just for the end of it, here we go. Humphrey Bogart. Burn. John Wayne.
Wow, those were great. Those were great, Mike. Thanks. Those were good. Those are really good.
You can't pay for that crap right there.
You sure can't. Right there. You sure can't. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market right next door. Gift cards. Always a good idea. They sell thousands of gift cards every year. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Martha Stewart is going to be in town Saturday. Is it just me, or does she not look like she'd be like the coldest person you could ever meet?
I have actually heard stories about her, and apparently she is incredibly rude. She is very,
she just
very
looks
rude.
Like she would be like, okay, I got 10 minutes. Let me sign this and get out of here. She just looks like she would not be friendly to me.
No.
Martha Stewart. All right. Ballast Dental Care. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about... You not going to the dentist, you listening right now who haven't been for a while, or you were at the dentist less than a year ago, but your dentist died or retired or moved or something. Now what? I have the answer to that. Ballast Dental Care. I've gone there in 45 years in about 6 more weeks. 45 years. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. It's a fantastic dental clinic. The people are wonderful. And yes, they can do all the stuff that other people do. They got all that equipment. It's not about that. It's about what it is they do that has caused people to no longer be afraid to go to the dentist. They actually look forward to going to the dentist. You think I'm kidding? Make an appointment just for simple cleaning. Go in this place and you see what I'm talking about. You'll feel like you've gone there for years and you just met them. Ballast Dental Care. No more excuses. Get that taken care of. BallastDentalCare.com. All right, we're out of here. Thank you so much. We're not going to be here tomorrow. We don't know about Thursday. Just tune in and find out. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS.